Many cannabis shops are experiencing an economic high lately as people seek to alleviate the stress of the pandemic. Yet, as KLCC's Brian Bull reports, dispensary owners also know they've little recourse should they go under.
On one hand, cannabis stores are like other retail operations affected by COVID-19. They've limited access and are sanitizing like never before. But Heidi Fickstad, co-founder of Moss Crossing in Eugene, knows other small businesses can apply for federal economic injury disaster loans. Hers?
If we do close down, we don't have anything coming from the federal government to help us.
That's because while cannabis is legal in Oregon, it remains illegal on the federal level.
That's why we see such high tax rates to the 280E tax law, which was initially intended to keep legitimate drug dealers from being able to take tax deductions. So it came from a good place. Now it's antiquated.
Fickstad says they're relying on steady business and working with limited staff. Efforts to legalize cannabis on the federal level haven't progressed much in Congress. Brian Bull, KLCC News.